Here's what we find on dominance hormone. From their baseline when they come in, high power people experience about a 20% increase, and low power people experience about a 10% decrease. So again, 2 minutes and you get these changes. Concerning stress hormone, high power people experience about a 25% decrease, and the low power people experience about a 15% increase. Once again, 2 minutes led to these hormonal changes that configure your brain to basically be either assertive, confident, or really stress reactive. And, you know, feeling sort of shut down. And we've all had that feeling, right? So it seems that our non-verbals do govern how we think and feel about ourselves. Also, our bodies change our minds. So, power posing for a few minutes really changes your life in meaningful ways. When I tell people about this, that our bodies change our minds and our minds can change our behaviour and our behaviour can change our outcomes, they say to me, "I don't believe that. It feels fake, right?" So I said, "Fake it till you make it. I'm going to leave you with this. Before you go into the next stressful evaluative situation, for example, a job interview, for 2 minutes, try doing this. In the elevator or at your desk behind closed doors. And say to yourself, that's what I want to do. Configure your brain to do the best in that situation. Get your dominance hormone up and get your stress hormone down. Don't leave that situation feeling like, oh, I didn't show them who I am. Leave that situation feeling like, oh, I really managed to say who I am and show who I am. To sum up today, we talked about the non-verbal expressions of power and dominance and the strong effects of the change of behaviour. I suggest you try power posing, which is simple but will significantly change the outcomes of your life. OK, next time we are going to discuss the social functions of body language.